This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are The Broken Ones.
Same.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, these things. I remember these being slightly cooler than they are, yeah, just from the name.
You were texting me and saying, like, oh, yeah, we got Broken Ones coming up. Like, this should be pretty
dude,
good.
Get ready.
Get ready for these teleporter monstrosities. I'm like, they're cool.
They're Dr. Violin Moreau.
Yeah.
Yes, the Dr. Violin Moreau. Yes. Island Moreau. The most important thing, like, about me is I live on an island. So
I like to take it a little bit easy. I'm living on island time. I figured out a way to cross a margarita with a pina colada. I call it a pinarita.
I like mine with lettuce and tomatoes, big crunchy onions and french fried potatoes. Dr. Island Moreau is a good character. Like a Hawaiian shirt with a stethoscope. And
oh,
like...
yeah, definitely. It's wearing a puka shell necklace, but it's made of like shrunken heads. It's pretty good.
Yeah, shrunken heads of various animals.
Yeah.
So that's what happens to these guys. It's either like teleporter accidents or like an evil wizard stitches them together.
Yeah, or it's a failed resurrection.
Yeah, I love that.
Kill me that's again.
Actually, that's actually really good. Like, what if, like, you cast Resurrection at the graveyard and, like, a mole or something or some other creature, like, dug into the coffin, and that's how you get these things.
Pretty good. Also, like, this is what happens to failed animorphs who run out of time mid-transformation.
Yep.
So, like, Tobias got lucky. He's just a hawk. He's not a hawk man.
When, I learned, I don't remember that much of it, but I was, I went and saw Stuff You Should Know live.
Hmm.
And, I was standing in line, with the lady I'm dating, and we were talking about animorphs, and, the guy behind us, like, mansplained the animorph villains to her.
Oh, Jesus.
With me there. Like, she was misremembering some stuff about the Yurks. And this was, so it was a real duet of pleasures. Cause one, it was one of the most blatant examples of like mansplaining I've ever seen, where like a guy who didn't know, this girl like just decided to be like, no, I'm gonna correct you about the animorphs in line. But two, all of that animorph stuff is new to me because I'm not 17 years old like the rest of you pups. So like it was incredible. Like I was like, the Yurts, what are they? And they're like, oh yeah, they're these crystal bug things that are kind of good guys and kind of bad guys. And like, what?
Well, actually, they're in a war with the Andalites, who actually have the transformation technology.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was just learning. Like, it was a real fun way to learn about the Animorphs.
It's kind of what we do on this podcast.
It is. It is like, you learn a lot about Animorphs from listening to this podcast.
Yeah, you learn a lot about Animorphs from listening to this one asshole in line.
Yeah.
Who really, he just needs to make sure that you have this right because he doesn't want you parroting misinformation.
That was the thing, too. I was like, what is, like, he wasn't necessarily a dick about it.
Yeah.
It was just, like, he literally did say, actually, though.
Oh, God.
Which is like.
Gary,
Yeah,
I find myself in situations where I say actually, and I was like, nope, I back out of it the second, but I still say it. I still say it. Really, like it is, but like I find myself like it's an efficiency of communication thing. But I say it, and I spend like 5 minutes apologizing for it.
Yeah, me too. Which is also not good. Like that's also annoying to people. So I try not to do that too. But I do the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm like. I need to get in the habit of just not saying that word and then just saying the thing if somebody actually needs to be corrected.
right
like it's not
actually no just if some So I said actually when I was correcting you about actually
it's true. I should probably cut it off right there.
But no, there's so much more to say about Broken Ones.
I was gonna say the Moreau is actually the name of the island, not the creature. And then somebody says that, it's like probably fine just to let that rest.
It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't have to correct somebody when they say that.
No.
Yeah, what else about these Broken Ones? These unnatural combinations of men and animals.
Well, I wanted to get into the fact that some of them, their sole mission in life is to seek out their creator and destroy them.
That's actually really good.
Yeah.
That's a good hook. If these guys weren't, this is a real example of alignment kind of fucking over cool D&D stories, because if these guys weren't evil, if like they were, alignment was as when they were human or something, like, and just say in the text that they're angry. But then you'd have one of them that's like, you run into one of these like pathetic, misshapen things, and they enlist the adventurer's aid to track down the wizard that made them or whatever.
Yeah.
pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they're neutral evil means that the rules don't allow for that.
Well, I mean, like a good DM would like disregard that, wouldn't they?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
It's just the way the rules enforce storytelling.
Yeah, it's like everything about them is how like cranky they are. And how like inept they are, because like they're still like human ass people. Like maybe they have talons instead of hands, but they mm-hmm. say, "Oh, well, you know, the broken ones do manufacture the items they need to survive." But like they make it sound like it's like a fucking woeful like Lisa Trevor experiment. And yeah. making a hammer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got glitter. Like the yeah. Oh, that's a different Lisa. There are also greater broken ones too, which like what a kick in the face to the broken ones. There's literally just a version of you that's better.
You couldn't even be a broken one, right?
Yeah, you couldn't even be a broken one. Like correctly.
Ah.
Fuck me.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.